high on the eyrie, he placed the egg in the stick-filled nest. "Good luck, egg," he said, and returned to the boy. "If Uncle Sam and First Lady do not come back in 4 days," he said, "your duties are over. They will never be back." The next day at dawn, the boy ran back to the old tree. He whistled for the eagles. They did not answer. The boy returned the second day and whistled for the regal birds. They did not appear. On the third day, the boy called their names from dawn to dusk. They did not answer. The setting sun had reached the horizon, and the trees were bending in the wind, when suddenly, out of sky, came Uncle Sam and First Lady. They alighted on the nest and stared at the egg. "Please, please," called the boy, "sit down and incubate." First Lady cried softly. She shook out her feathers and lifted them as if to brood the egg. Then she flew away. Uncle Sam called to her, but she disappeared in the clouds. He walked to the egg and looked at it. The sun disappeared. The wind blew cold. Uncle Sam ruffled his feathers and sat down on the egg. Just before darkness, First Lady returned. Uncle Sam lifted his 6-foot wings and was airborne. First Lady sat down in his place. They had adopted the egg.